Welcome to the Best of Bob's Breakfast Show podcast. It contains material from the...
Whoa. Less of that. This is going to be a slightly different recording to usual. It's not going to be the best bits of recent shows on Bob FM. So without further ado, let me introduce myself and tell you what you're in store for here. My name is Vinny White. I have been the morning show announcer on 93.9 Bob FM. And today I'm here to do a few things. An announcement. A statement. And then I'm going to tell you what is in store next for Vinny White. And then I'm going to say what you can do, if you want, to help me today and tomorrow. So let's get into it. Here it comes. I am no longer working for 93.9 Bob FM in Ottawa. Ah, don't worry about it. I'll be all right. Everything will be absolutely fine. Let's look to the future. The fact of the matter is, after a really amazingly successful 4 years as an evening show host on Bob FM, I did join the breakfast show this year in April 2011. Now, since then, everyone involved in the show has had differing views on which direction to take the show. Now, ultimately, we have reached the decision to amicably part ways. I've always believed that good radio should be unpredictable and unscripted, based on local topics and world news. There's some serious bits, there's some funny bits, some very random bits, but it's always very sincere, and I think that's been the style of my shows. Now, Bob FM has been really good to me over the years. They even helped me become a permanent resident here in Canada. I don't know why, because it's freezing cold. And I'm probably going to die here in a snowbank. But anyway, I won't forget the amazing people of 87 George Street as I carry on climbing the great radio ladder. And that is what I intend to do. I want to thank the listeners for patiently allowing me to rant for years now in my English accent. Although some of you think I'm Australian and you will be tracked and you will be punished. I do look forward to being on air again soon, but I can't tell you in what capacity. So let's investigate that a little bit further. What's next for Vinny White? Well, the simple answer is, I don't know. I really don't. As I'm recording this, I'm at home and I'm looking at a massive world map, and it looks terribly enticing, frankly. I think it might be a great opportunity for me to do just a little bit of travelling. For a start, I've got to go home to England and tell my family that I haven't got a job and maybe borrow some money. No, that's not true. Don't worry. But it's not going to stop there. I think I'm going to do a little bit of travelling, perhaps even going on safari in Africa, or doing something random like going to a beach resort in Nicaragua. I don't know, but I do know I'm definitely going to go away for just a little while and warm up away from the Canadian winter. Although I'm not on the radio anymore, and I'm not going to be going back to Bob FM in the foreseeable future, I can navigate my way around this lovely globe of ours, and indeed around my house, with some recording equipment. And that's what I will be doing. I'll be keeping up the regular podcasts, although they won't be the best of the show bits that's gone out on air. There'll be perhaps me sitting on a beach in Nicaragua, perhaps me sitting on a bus somewhere in deepest, darkest Sudan. I'm going to carry on podcasting, and I'm going to carry on with your help. The fickle nature of show business is so peculiar. You can be here today and gone tomorrow. But I don't necessarily want to just disappear. And that's where, perhaps, if you want, you can help me. You can subscribe to these podcasts in iTunes. If you want to become my friend on Facebook. My name has now changed from Vinny Bob FM to Vinny White, which is who I am. The reason I'm doing this is I don't want everyone to just forget me. And I also want people to enjoy the travelling that I'm enjoying with me. And I want to remain in your brains, knocking around in your lovely lives, maybe entertaining you a little bit through the cold, dark Canadian winter. So here's what I'm asking from you. If you wouldn't mind being my friend on Facebook, occasionally reposting bits of my blog and subscribing to the podcast, all of which is available to do on vinnywhite.co.uk. I'd really, really appreciate it.
Spelt VinnyWhite.co.uk.
I'm very confident, indeed, that I will return to the airwaves. I don't know when, and I don't know where. And right now, I'm not that bothered, but I do know that I will do that. I have had far too much fun on the radio to just let this go here. This is not the end. It might even just be the beginning. I'd like you to come with me and find out. Thanks so much for supporting me over the last few years. It really does mean the world to me. Hello, Vinny on Bob.
Hi, when are you guys going to do a contest?
What kind of a contest?
I just want to win something, like tickets or something.
You want to win something?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've got tickets to clean out my toilet. You want to win that?
No.
No? Okay. I got tickets to a dental appointment with a mad lunatic from Lithuania that pulls out your teeth with a pair of pliers. Do you want those?
No.
No? Okay. All right, well, keep listening. I'll see what I can do.
I heard you saying earlier about that Colin James song.
Yeah.
Chicks and cars in the Third World War. I believe he's saying those three things are worth fighting for.
No, he says dying.
He says dying, eh?
He does say dying. In fact,
really?
I'm going to check it up now. I'm going to look it up on the internet. It says right here, there's only three things worth dying for: chicks and cars and the Third World War. Now, are any of those things worth dying? Is anything worth dying for? But certainly not those things, are they?
Well, I mean, once you're dead, you can't have whatever you've got.
Exactly. Yeah. So what use is your chick then?
You're duped.
Or your car. And what annoys me about the concept of the dying for the Third World War, you don't even know what it's about. Like, if the Third World War is about it all started because someone overcooked an omelette, then it's definitely not worth dying for, is it? Stupid.
And how are you going to get any recognition?
It's not right.
You're 6 feet under the ground.
Exactly. It's not worth it.
May I please speak to Eileen?
Hello, I'm Eileen.
I'm sorry?
I'm Eileen.
You are Eileen?
Yep.
Okay. So, hi. Well, the reason why we called you today is we want to tell you that you have a guaranteed approval for a MasterCard.
Oh, and fantastic.
You have a credit limit of up to $6,000.
Brilliant.
So if you had credit problems in the past, getting this Capital One card will be a good way to start building or rebuilding your credit rating.
It sure will. Well, that's a great thing because I need to buy a cheese factory. I'm going to buy a cheese factory. I'm going to make my own cheese. So with a credit card, I could probably buy a cheese factory. That's great.
Mm-hmm. So for this card, you'll have an annual or yearly interest rate of 19.8%.
Bargain.
And a low annual fee of only $59.
Mm.
So your approval here is guaranteed. All I need to do, since you have a guaranteed approval, all I need to do is ask you a few questions for us to finalize your application.
I'm so excited that the last time I was this excited was when it was my birthday and I was six.
I'm sorry?
You don't have to be. I got given a huge car. It was fantastic. It was one of those little ones that you can play with in your back garden. You get in the car and you can drive it around your whole back garden. It was really exciting. And I'm nearly as excited as that.
Okay. Right now, what I have here, sir, your first name is Irene, spelled as I-R-E-N-E.
Yep, I'm Irene. Absolutely. I'm from Italy. As you can probably tell from my... Can you tell from my Italian accent?
Yes. Absolutely. Well,
so I can get this credit card, and then I can buy a cheese factory, and then you and me, maybe you want to move in, and you can eat my cheese. Do you want to eat my cheese?
Okay, so right now, Mr. Iglesias, all I need to do
is... You want
to
move in my house and eat my cheese?
What cheese is that?
Well, I'm going to buy a cheese factory, and then you can eat my cheese.
Okay, no problem.
Wicked. Cheese is great. Take care. Bye.
More podcasts, a link to subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, and just general information on Vinny can be found at www.vinnywhite.co.uk, spelt VINNEY. WHITE.co.uk